Somebody's watching me. An audio rant by One Star. Be forewarned, this rant does contain several four-letter words. If that offends you, tough shit. Yeah. Yeah, I'm referencing the old Rockwell song for a blog title. You know, once I thought about it, all I could get was that damnable chorus with Michael Jackson going through my head, though. You know, now I have to get it out. I'll get a Q-tip and poke it out of my brain later. You know, right now, it's a valid reference. I do know someone's watching me. Several people, actually, and they've been doing it for a while. Because of that, I need to rant. Yeah, this is the last real public blog that One Star has, even though it is a podcast. I just started it less than a month ago. You know, my last One Star blog was the Journal of One Star over at Blogger, but I chose to close it. Let me say that again. I chose to close that blog. Something happened, and I had to shut down. I had to step back and re-examine certain things. You know, one of the things I decided was to close the blog, and I'll tell you this right now. I'm not going to reopen it. Visit that page all you want. I'm not going to post there again. It's easy enough to search for me online. After all, One Star isn't all that common. You know, Google me or search for me on Yahoo, poof, there I am. One of the first hits you'll get is the blog I mentioned before. You know, scroll down the list a little and you'll find my DA page, even though I've left DeviantArt and honestly won't return unless Jark comes back, but I figure I'll see pigs fly before that happens the way it's going. You'll even find my Storm Artist link, although I'm still semi-active there. Yeah, keep searching. You'll find my page over at wincustomized.com, even though I haven't updated that particular blog in a year and a half. Yeah, there are other places I frequent these days, but not as One Star. I've got a page over at Facebook, but to see it, you have to be my friend. And I'm kind of particular who gets access to it these days. I've got a super secret invitation only blog, but to get access to that, you need to have the right email account. I had to change my email account after the aforementioned incident. But I've still got people watching me, and I know they found me over here. Yeah, I intentionally left links out there for you to find this podcast. I knew you couldn't resist. Knew you had to come over here and see what he's talking about. What? Watch me? Stalk me? My only question is, why? Why do they keep bothering looking for me? Do they think I'll come back to my old blog? Do they think I'll change my mind about what happened before? Do they hold out hope I'll come crawling back? And I know a few of them. The ones that really hate my guts. I mean, really despise me. They'll be listening to every word I say or reading every word I post. Why do you keep looking for me? I'll never understand this. I don't come looking for you. I know where a couple of you hang out online, but it's over. It hurt, yeah. Hurt like hell. Still does sometimes, but every day gets a little better, even if I do come across an old letter or a note or a text message. But it's over. Why do you still look for me? Some of you, after years, still try and find me. You see, it's times like this that my low self-esteem kicks into play. Yeah, I know. I have low self-esteem. It's one of many problems I have. I'm emotionally needy. I'm obsessive and possessive at times. I'm a control freak. I wear my heart on my fucking sleeve and give it up too easily. I have trust issues. I'm a boy trapped in the body of a 40-year-old man. Call me Peter Pan, still unwilling to grow up. I could go on and on. Yeah, I'm aware of my problems, and yes, I'm trying to do something about them. There's no destination here. It's a daily journey, reminding myself every day that I need to be better for myself. It ain't easy, but I'm trying, damn it. Yeah, I gave several of my watchers my heart. I fell in love with them, only to hurt them by leaving them. Of course, I've been left too, but right now, I'm more the heartbreaker than the heartbroken. The universe isn't in balance at the moment, and I know all about karma. But I'm not going to give my heart away today. No, not today. Not tomorrow. And possibly not for the rest of my life. You see, I've learned the lesson, folks. I'm meant to be alone. I know this now. I cannot be with another. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe not forever. I don't know. Yeah, I would love to have someone to love and be loved in return. It's all I've ever wanted since I thought I knew what the concept of love was. But love and life with someone and marriage all come with conditions. And I couldn't accept those conditions, at least the ones that were presented to me. You know, maybe I'm wrong. More than likely, I am wrong. But I always believed that love, true love, meant give and take. Yes, there are things you give up. You can call it a sacrifice if you wish. But it's not really a sacrifice. But both parties have to give things up. In the long run, they'll get back more in return than they've ever given up. I felt, and this is very well where I could be wrong, that I was the one who had to give up everything, and I didn't get Jack back. Yeah, I had to give up my home, control over my life, where I went, what was going to happen, who I got to see, and I didn't get anything in return. You know, I mentioned before I was a control freak, even though someone has been trying to help me understand that control is an illusion. We never have control over anything, and we never control anyone unless they willingly give up control of their lives to someone else. I've been in control of my life for far too long to be willing to give up that control, even if it is just an illusion to somebody else. Why do you keep coming around? Why do you try and seek me out? Haven't you figured it out? I'm too damn old, too damn stubborn and set in my ways. I asked for two things and you couldn't give them to me. So why bother? And then there's this one person who I swear hates my guts, but still watches. I thought there was something there. You know, I did something stupid, and next thing I know, I'm the most evil person on the planet. I'm no angel, kids, but I swear I'm not that bad. Oh, some of you out there will probably think otherwise. I went away, like I promised. But then that person came back and wanted to try the friendship again. Cool. Having a friend would be nice. I'm not expecting anything else, and honestly, I don't want anything more than friendship. I can't handle anything more than friendship. I'd have been happy, you know, had we got to a point where maybe we could go out as friends, you have a bite to eat together, and see a movie. I hate going to movie theaters alone, but it's better than the alternative. So I try and talk to this person, and they bloody well bite my head off. You know, what is the major malfunction here? Why do you hate me so? And if you hate me, why do you still try and look me up? I'm not a punching bag, and I'm not going to be a punching bag. I swear. If you've got issues, find someone else to take them out on, okay? You're the one who wanted to try and be friends again. I gave you my word. I'd leave you alone, and I did. You might be a wonderful person, but when it comes to me, they wonder why I chose to be alone. Yes, I figured it out. I've heard the universe. I've decided it would be nice to have a friend I could hang out with, and I had one, but she's damn near 2,500 miles away, and I miss her dearly. At the end of the day, I'm coming back to my home, climbing in my own bed, and sleeping by myself. You got that, folks? I'm living alone. I don't need someone else to be happy. Sure, yeah, it'd be nice. But if I have to deal with your insanity, I'll choose to live alone. So here's what I want to know. Why? Why do you continue to seek me out, look for me, watch me, whatever you call it? I'd love to know the truth, even if I do have a hard time believing any of y'all these days. Tell me the truth. Why do you keep coming back to me? What is the fascination? I'd love to know. I am not that special when it's all said and done. Yes, I've tried to be nice to you, to show you kindness. I tried my damnedest not to be like every other man on this planet and be a jerk who only wanted to fuck your brains out and then move on. That's not me. That will never be me, despite what you think. Yeah, I'm more sensitive, and that's my downfall. I'm not changing that part of who I am for anyone. You don't like it? Tough. You know my email address, at least one of the older ones. Use it. Sit down and figure out and tell me. Why did you keep coming back? Why? Why did you want to be friends again, only to bite my head off every time I've tried to talk to you? Tell me and make it the truth for once. I'd love to hear it. Don't hold your breath waiting for a reply. But I'd love to know. And you know what? If you don't want to tell me, hey, that's fine. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. You just keep watching, stalking, whatever. And I'll go on my merry way, living my life alone.